Well, because we were playing live recently, we had to, and I actually, cause from not having listened to so much for an incredibly long time, I was actually quite pleasantly surprised, because you do go off albums, you just because you always think the most recent one is the best one or whatever, and or you go through a phase of not being able to listen to an album because all you can hear is what you would change about it. That it was quite interesting after such a long passage of time to go back to stuff from the early 90s and the 80s. It was like, oh, actually, yeah, it's all right. It's not too horribly self-indulgent. It's not, yeah, playing songs like You Can Call It Yours, for example. It's just, oh wow, yeah, that's quite powerful and good, and the lyrics don't embarrass me. I mean, but lyrically, I actually, it's quite a nice cathartic thing to write lyrics, and I've always really liked them. The second we've released the album, it's like, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? I'm mortified. I am so embarrassed. How could I put all that out there for people to sort of hear? It's like a madness, but that's part of the creative process, isn't it? You've got to all be locked in on this wonderful thing, and it's just, yes, suddenly when you put it in front of people, it's like, oh my God, what were we doing? What were we doing? But hopefully it's all been good.